Maxine Waters, I Don't Know If Biden Can Beat Trump. By Joshua Kaplan on March 10, 2020. House Financial Services Committee Chairwoman Maxine Waters, DCA, on Tuesday punted when asked whether she believes former Vice President Joe Biden, D, could defeat President Donald Trump in a general election contest. I don't know, but we'll see, Waters replied when asked by Just the News senior correspondent Nicholas Ballasy if Biden, 77, has what it takes to win in November. Waters noted that while she has not publicly announced her support for Biden or his Democrat presidential primary rival, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, it's paramount that the nominee is able to unseat the president. It's not about who you like, the California Democrat explained. It's about now watching and understanding who can beat Trump. Waters was then asked about Biden's frequent gaffes on the campaign trail and whether his mental acuity is a cause of concern. Nobody has made more gaffes and told more lies than the President of the United States of America, she quipped about President Trump. How dare he talk about somebody's gaffes? President Trump has repeatedly highlighted Biden's gaffes, stating earlier this month the Democrat frontrunner doesn't know what office he's running for. Sleepy Joe doesn't know where he is, or what he's doing, the president wrote on Twitter March 3. Honestly, I don't think he even knows what office he's running for. Biden has indeed mistaken the state he has campaigned in on multiple occasions. President Trump's jab came one day after his rally in Charlotte, North Carolina, in which he mocked Biden for erroneously urging supporters to vote for him on Super Thursday. Tomorrow, voters in states across the nation for Super Tuesday, not Super Thursday. Oh, he said Super Thursday. You can't do these things. Can you imagine if I said Super Thursday? I would be over, right? I would be over, the president said. The rhetorical stumble was one of several in recent weeks. During a campaign stop in South Carolina, the former vice president declared himself a candidate for the United States Senate. At the start of his Super Tuesday speech in Los Angeles, Biden mixed up his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, with his sister, Valerie. The pileup of gaffes has prompted left-wing pundits to voice concerns about Biden's mental health. On Thursday, author Matt Stoller tweeted, "Democratic insiders know Biden has cognitive decline issues. They joke about it. They don't care." Glenn Greenwald, co-founder of The Intercept, agreed with Stoller, adding, "The steadfast insistence on the part of Dems to just pretend this isn't true and hope it somehow goes away is a staggering exercise in self-delusion." In an apparent effort to prevent further gaffes, Biden's speeches have been cut down to as little as 7 minutes.